A key requirement for producing organic milk is allowing cows to feed themselves by munching grass in a pasture. But according to the Cornucopia Institute, three of the largest dairies in the country are skirting that rule. An institute analyst says dairies in Idaho, California, and Colorado are confining thousands of cows in feedlots where they eat organically grown hay. Mark Castell says the institute has asked the USDA to investigate whether these dairies can label their milk organic if it comes from cows that don't get enough exercise.
Because it has a dramatic impact on the health of the animals and how long they live. It actually has an impact on the nutritional composition of the milk. It's a much healthier milk.
The huge dairies are also threatening small family-owned organic dairies in Wisconsin. Jim Greenberg pasture feeds 340 cows in Stratford.
It's the old cost-price squeeze. They're going to increase the supply to them to the point where it reduces the price that the farmer gets.
Mark Castell says if the USDA doesn't enforce the pasture rules on big dairies, it will encourage a large-scale corporate trend in organic farming.
There's a very good model for what's going to happen with vertical integration, corporate-owned farms, and a glut of organic milk to come. And that means we're going to see family-sized farms squeezed out and families moved off the land in Wisconsin.
But White Wave Foods, that sells the organic milk from the mega dairies, says it also buys milk from nearly 400 family farms across the country. The company says all the farms it buys from, large and small, meet the required pasturing rules. The National Organic Standards Board meets in Washington next week to consider tightening those standards. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.